Welcome to Off the Cob. Today, we are speaking with some of our growers as they retire from the corn board at the end of fiscal year 2011, and the new board assumes their positions for fiscal year 2012. One of the growers who has served us well for many years, Dave Nelson from Belmont, Iowa, is speaking with us now. Dave, I am sure that staff and growers alike thank you so much for your years of dedicated and loyal service. As you've been on the corn board for a while, can you tell us a little bit about your experience in doing so?
The years that I was on the corn board, and even before that, we had some very good times for corn growers, seeing the market expand, ethanol becoming a mainstay that's really utilizing a lot of corn, and also marrying with the livestock industry with the dry distillers grains, and it's proven to be an excellent feed source. Those have been really good times. We've gotten a lot of good legislation passed in the last several years. I feel real proud to be a part of that.
Do you have any advice to someone who might be considering going out for a leadership role on an action team or a committee in the future?
Corn growers for a fourth of my life, as I added up, over 15 years. And you kind of get consumed with it, and it becomes a mainstay of your life, especially as you get on the corn board, because you're busy with committees and legislation, you're traveling all the time. So my advice is to keep one foot or toe grounded back in your community, because there is life after the corn board.
Well, thank you again for your years of service and for all of the good that you have done for corn growers across the country. And we're sure that we'll still be hearing from you in many respects, as you've been so very active.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Off the Cob. If you would like more information on the National Corn Growers Association, the associations or corn board's activities, please visit our website. It's located at www.ncga.com.